Have you ever owned a white elephant? You may have had several and don't even know it. The phrase white elephant refers to something you own that might seem valuable to you, but really it just causes you trouble. Maybe it's a souvenir that you bought from a great trip abroad that now only sits on your shelf, gathering dust. Why would something like that be called a white elephant? I'm Paul Preston. That's what we'll find out on this episode of Where Did That Come From? A podcast about the origins of words and phrases in English. This phrase comes from Thailand. In Thailand's pre-modern days, a white elephant was considered a valuable possession and an indication of status. However, even more importantly, these were considered sacred animals. As a result, owning a white elephant gradually turned from being an indication of status to a form of punishment. You see, when the king might have awarded you with a white elephant, the responsibility of properly caring for that animal was extremely high. However, the care of a white elephant was also difficult and expensive. In order to properly care for the elephant, you may have to literally go into financial ruin. As a result, the gift of a white elephant became a very subtle form of punishment. There is not any clear indication that any of Thailand's rulers actually intended their white elephant gifts to be punishments, but regardless of the intent, the gifts got this reputation, and soon a white elephant was considered a problem or a burden to own. So the next time you are in a souvenir shop, or maybe just in the local discount store, before you buy that interesting but useless item for yourself or a friend, remember the story of the white elephant. Think about whether you are buying a white elephant or not. If you are studying English, I hope that you keep listening to the podcast, Where Did That Come From? And join us for our other podcast called 3-Minute English. We also have many resources for English learners available on our website, VentureEnglish.com. That's VentureEnglish.com. Go there and become a member for free to take advantage of our ESL resources. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch videos about fluency, practice, conversation, grammar, and motivation. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for joining us on Where Did That Come From?